Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
It is morbid here in San Francisco. And it's not even our team, so to speak. They're in Oakland. Well, it's kind of. I guess it is our team. Yeah. How did they tank that? We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I was...
I don't think it's a tank.
It was the most... I mean, you want to talk about a deafening silence out here. When that game came to an end... Out here on Broadway, which is this most festive street you're ever going to see in Loudoun, heard people screaming the whole... And when that game ended, I mean, you could have heard a rat piss on a cotton ball. I mean, it just...
It's a ghost town.
I mean, it was morbidly dead. I never heard anything so... I've walked out of this place at 4 o'clock on Christmas morning, and it was... I mean, you could hear... I mean, temperatures change. I mean, it was just... Oh.
Yep.
And I'm happy for the people of Cleveland because they have nothing else. I'm pissed off. LeBron, act like you've been there before.
That's all right.
You know, act like you've been there before, man.
That last wrist thing a flop? Who knows?
Okay. No, I'm talking about him crying at the end and crying at the press.
No, 10 seconds to go, he did the thing with the wrist. He's like, care. Oh, my wrist.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the depressed host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. How you doing? Got my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie over there. How you doing?
Hey, that wrist looked pretty good on that free throw.
Okay, that had nothing to do with what I was getting ready to say. We come back. We're going to talk to a man who's forgotten more than I'll ever know. He's a roller derby legend.
Uh-oh.
The great 47, he's Leonard Silverman. I got my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie, with me right now. How are you, my friend?
He was my goon.
That's enough out of you.
I'm your goon.
He was the Ogie Oglethorpe of his day. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. 1-800-878-7529.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888 888- 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Featuring the best looking host I've ever been paid to bullshit about, you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I hate this goddamn computer, Cabby. You know?
That's why I hate when you're in the show when you're doing it.
It's got a mind of its own sometimes. Well, no, I have to do it. That's why.
I understand.
No, you don't. You bitch about it all the time. You're always scrolling on the thing.
I hate cable TV.
You said you're always scrolling on the computer. Well, that's my job. I have to do it.
There is one good thing about the.
No, you don't understand. When you say you get pissed off because I have. That's my job. How do you think I get to the show? You don't see. God, you're an idiot. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 90. No, I'm serious, man.
It's Satan's.
So if you next time you complain, you said, "Well, you're always right, scrolling down the computer." Why do you think I'm doing it? Because I have to put with the commercials in there, the rejoins, the bumpers.
You do understand? I'll never stop complaining.
But
about
you're complaining with, if I never did that, we could never go to a break. If I did, there'd be dead silence. 1-800-878-7529.
That would be nice right now.
Richard Jefferson retired after the Cavs' victory. Whoopee.
No, really?
Swear to God.
Why that's the guy. He was on the Pistons, too, right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Clay's man. Okay, well, let's see.
Hate
so
him now,
for the first time in 52 years, they're going to hoist some kind of a flag in the city of Cleveland in Cuyahoga County. That's a football and basketball town. Our football and baseball town. Basketball is way on the bottom of that list.
I thought LeBron's from Akron.
Well, that's not too far from Cleveland.
How far? Closer than the Super Bowl 50?
Oh, yeah. But less than an hour's drive. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Anyway, coming on to join us right now, boys and girls, this man is a roller derby legend. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know. He's also good for killing a segment. I'm just too depressed to talk about this. We're just going to let him ramble on. The great 47, Leonard Silverman, joins us on Sports Overnight. 47, how are you, my friend?
Good, tremendous. Now that I have my Cleveland Cavaliers, who I told you were going to win one. I mean, simple as that, right?
They got freaking lucky.
No, I'm not lucky. I just told you there was no way in hell that LeBron James is going to lose three consecutive NBA championships. Impossible. And I proved my point tonight. You know, I mean, the guy's incredible. You know, I mean, you just can't stop the guy. I mean, he made that block, even though it was goaltending.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was goaltending.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Oswald acted alone. All right? Pick another one. But.
Oh, no. I disagree on that one.
The Game 5 thing, that screwed the Warriors. I mean, that series should have been over. Now, should they have won Game 6 and 7? Yeah, probably, maybe more. But, you know, when they did that to the Dubs in Game 5, that was BS on the league's part. It really, really was.
I agree. It was. You know, a conspiracy does rule in the NBA, but got to consider this. This game tonight probably had the greatest television rating ever. I mean, the salary cap is going up. I mean, how are these teams next year, you know, not able to fork out another $20 million to sign free agents without a great television rating to put more money in their pocket? The NBA gained like a billion dollars. It was a $1 billion game that goes in the NBA pocket for this game tonight. You know, $1 billion, not a million, but $1 billion.
Yeah, I know. It's $1 a second for 32 years, 2 4 months. I know how much a billion is.
Every team profits off of this.
No, and it broke from the old Boston, L.A. Laker mold that, hey, let's get the best ratings in there. And
it sets up a
2 out of 3. It really does.
This is just the next year is the rubber match. This game. This series didn't really mean much. It means that the Warriors won one and then the Cavaliers won next year.
Wait, don't you think there's some other teams, especially in the East, that may have something to say about this?
Who? Tell me who.
Boston?
No. Yeah, and the other one is last year the Warriors were healthy. This year Cleveland was healthy.
Exactly. You're right. Cabby's right. He's exactly right. That's why he's the king of the Cabbies. King Cabby. But no.
I have a King Halim. He's Muslim.
Now, this is another scenario like the 80s with the Celtics and Lakers playing each other three out of 4 years with the Lakers finally winning the third rubber match.
Well, the thing was though, those teams were those were epic teams. You're talking about two of the best teams ever, right there.
Of course, yeah, but back in the 80s, people were telling me it's every year it's Celtics Lakers.
Right, and it was set up that way, right?
The Celtics were 4 straight NBA finals.
The
Lakers
garbage.
Didn't go there in 87 because they tanked against the Houston Rockets, Ralph Sampson and Olajuwon.
In 87? What are you talking about?
It was Moses Malone
and Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, 86. 87, the Lakers beat the Celtics in 6. That's
right.
Lenny Bias died. Maybe another conspiracy about the Lakers. I don't know what happened.
Cocaine intoxication. It's kind of hard to get that.
A bad heart.
Yeah, his heart was.
Boys down there in Washington, D.C. that lit them up. I don't know.
No, that's not what happened.
I always get the feeling about that sometimes, you know. But anyway, this is just another. It was a scenario back then with the Celtics Lakers. The television ratings were the best ever. Next year, maybe the year, even the year after. I mean, these two teams are the best teams in the NBA. And the ratings, this is like a Super Bowl for the NBA. I mean,
today, yeah. I
that's why
that.
That's why I'm saying this thing was not rigged so much, but it was slanted to take it to a Game 7. The league did some things that slanted it. They basically guaranteed there'd be a Game 6.
Yep.
You know, in Cleveland. I mean, that's right there. That's the point. And I'm telling you right now, you would have a better time convincing me that the sun rises in the north than that not being the case.
Oh, I got a question for both of you. Closest one. What was the highest price paid ever today?
What was it?
$49,000.
Was it 50 grand?
$49,500.
Two seats. Yeah.
Well, I said 50 grand. Okay. Sorry if I was off by 100 or 500.
No, but he knew the answer. You're guessing.
Well, I would have said 50 grand anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
This tells you the impact of this game, the money involved, $1 billion.
This will tell you how ridiculous sports have got, where the average person. I mean, can't even go. I mean, I went to Game 2 of the 75 World Series. You know, we had good seats on the first base line. I think the 3 seats, my dad, my brother, his brother, and I think it was, they were like $12 each or something like that.
I had a cab fare. He said he flew in from England, doesn't know nothing about basketball, went to the Warrior Game 2, got a ticket for $400 from the ticket window.
Yeah, that's what happens. You know, that's what the NBA is all about. Every sport's like that. You know, look at heavyweight boxing. It's the same thing. I mean, guys are spinning. I mean, that Tyson Spinks fight. I mean, the guys were laying, thousands.
I was at that fight, and I went for free.
You went for free.
This is a true story. Check this. I was with my then girlfriend at the time, and we were going to Sea Isle. It was June 22nd.
Robin Givens?
No, shut up. We're going to Sea Isle, New Jersey, down to this little beach cottage. I can't remember if it was her family or a friend of hers. Any event, we're driving down, and we stopped off right around Atlantic City. Sea Isle is south of AC, and we're in this gas station, and back then in Jersey, there was no self-serve. They just did, and I'm getting gas or something like that, and she's just like with the car, and I'm like in this little mini mart getting whatever it was. And I come out, and she's holding these two tickets in her hand. I said, "What the hell are those?" She said, "Well, you see those two people fighting over there? I said, yeah. And he said they were screaming and arguing about something, and one of them said, fine, then I'm not going. And he went, fine, screw you. And he came over, and he just handed me these tickets and said, you guys want to go? Here you go. And I said, what did they say? She goes, Tyson and Mike Spinks? I said, yeah.
Mike or Leon?
Michael.
Oh,
when
Michael.
We did the 91-second fight. I was at that. It cost us nothing. Zero.
Yeah. And no media pass or
no nothing. We walked in
just randomly out the street. Huh?
Yeah, these two people are. I guess a husband and wife are fighting, and she's like, "I'm not going." He's like, "Screw you, I'm not going either." He handed my girlfriend the tickets at the gas station. We turned right around, headed up back to the Atlantic City Convention Center.
Atlantic City. I used to skate in Atlantic City Convention every summer back in the 70s. I know that place well. You know, people are always accusing me. You walk the boardwalks before the game. You checking all the women out. Sure, why not? I'm the chicken man. Why couldn't I do that, you know? Then get inside Atlantic City Convention Center and knock guys all over the place, you know? I used to love Atlantic City. Plus, I also grew up in that area, too, for a little while.
Nobody grows up
in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
I really did.
I mean, my folks, they owned a place in Seaside Heights in the early 70s. Then they had one in Cape May later. And trust me, I know some people that like are from there that grew up there. Nobody really grows up there. It's just one of those, you know, you age, but you never grow up.
Well, I had a summer home there. My family used to always get a summer home. And
where?
Every summer back in the 50s when I grew up.
Where?
I grew up in Brooklyn, but we used to have summer homes in Atlantic City.
Well, I knew you grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, I was just wondering where on the Jersey Shore. Yeah, because ours was in Seaside Heights in Cape May.
One of those Mickey Mouse hotels they had there. We used to have a lot of Mickey Mouse hotels.
Oh, yeah, like the Royal Canadian and places like that, yeah.
Yeah, $10 a night or something.
Yeah, we did. We had these. My folks owned a couple of places.
We like the weekly hotel. There's a lot of hotels here in the Bay Area, same thing. You pay a weekly hotel, mm-hmm. and you pay about $1,000 less rent.
I said my folks bought a place. Yeah. First in Seaside and then later in Cape May, so we didn't have to rent. Although my parents would have gladly charged their kids rent. Any event, so 47. So basically, okay, yeah, you called it, blah, blah, blah. So you see these two coming back, even though Richard Jefferson is retired?
There's the rubber match next year. That's what this whole thing, the blow.
Yeah, and I actually said something about that. I said that's my other conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there's got to be. There's no other two teams that are better. No, the Warriors will get better. The cap is going up. Like you told me before, Durant might even go to the Warriors. Cavaliers will probably get somebody. They probably need a big scoring center like Dwight Howard or something like that, even though he's probably washed up, but he could probably help.
No, Dwight Howard has never helped any team he's ever been on.
See, I don't buy that Durant thing.
That's true. He helped Orlando get to the finals, you know. So
I don't buy that Durant thing because they got so close to beating the Warriors that you're not going to break up the set. If you almost beat that team who almost beat Cleveland, there's no reason to – you know, mess with that chemistry. But I got a hypothetical one for you because we talked about this before. The guy on San Antonio that left the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, Marcus Aldridge.
Marcus Aldridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think now he's like the young guy on an old team trying to like stick together? Or, you know, had he stayed in Portland, the youngest team in the NBA.
I know,
and they got to the quarterfinals.
And this was a team that was picked to like win 30 games.
Right, and had, you know, you stuck with Portland, you would have been veteran.
You know, here's the thing. How many years now have we been writing off San Antonio? How many years have we been doing this? And they had the most wins they have had since Popovich has been there, and the average age on that team is like 46.
You got to get some youth into that ball, the ball control area.
They're aging, but I just they're going to figure something out. Hey, 47, still going to have you on Monday evening?
Yeah, that's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Wow,
Sunday,
let
Monday.
Me think.
Hey, you
lost track here.
All right, good.
You guys got me so much wound up here. I mean,
as you got your mental facilities.
Calm yourself.
Go to Burger King real quick. Get some ice.
Here in L.A., and I was sweating like a madman. I went to the hockey rink, and I raced about three different guys, beat them all, you know, and I went to Burger King, and they say, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you want a frap? I says, yeah, I don't really care. I've been up since
or a frappe, as the rest call them.
I went to the cemetery, saw plates and flowers for my father, and wow, what a day. And here it is, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm talking to my two best friends ever. So you can't beat this kind of a day. It's Father's Day. All the fathers in the United States, I wish you all well.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm a father. I have no idea who the mother is. Hey, 47, thanks a lot. The great 47, Leonard Silverman. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know. He'll be back with us on Monday evening, as he normally is. Our thanks to the great 47. The Chicken Man, Leonard Silverman on Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Your call is next.
My Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You are, without a doubt, the most selfish, egotistical, no, the most megalomaniacal person I have ever met.
My chair is shrinking. There I am. You'd be surprised how often you hear that. What do you got here? It's about 31 and a half minutes before the hour. That's one if you're one of those half-full types. 28 and a half after if you're one of those half-empty. Of course, I see a glass that's half-empty or half-full. I think, yay, more room for vodka. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and damn it, it can help you. Here's what you do. You go to their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. I almost snuck up on you there, huh? Yeah, well, okay. And LeBron wins the NBA title in 93-89 over the Cavs, blah, blah, blah. We'll get to that later because I'm sure. Because I have Christian on the line right now, and I'm sure he's going to come on and try to say, I told you, which isn't true.
What does GSW stand for? Gunshot wounds.
Sounds for the dubs. Yeah. Major League Baseball. Cleveland takes care of the Pale Hose. Your final score there was 3-2. Elsewhere in,
it's just Cleveland's day.
Yeah, it is. Elsewhere in the junior circuit, Dem Balmer Osh, hun, hit their 40th win of the season as they squeak by Toronto on a real pitcher's duel. 19 hits, 11-6. They take care of the Blue Jays on Utah Street in Camden Yards.
AL East.
Dave Price now 8-4. He finally held the team under 5 runs and got a win. Mookie Betts goes deep for number 15 in this one. It was 2-1. Dem Balmer Osh, who are now a game behind the Red Sox are a game behind the O's.
It's only 95 to go.
2-1, your final score
up,
there.
Guys.
The Twinkies, 7-4 over the Evil Empire. The Yankees now fall under 500.
Oh.
It happens. Kansas City won in the bottom of the 13th, 2-1 over Le Tigre Adetois. And the Halos, Mr. Weaver, shuts out the A's in Oakland. Final score was 2-0. National League, it was the Cubs 10-5 over Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Cubs hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was like 6-1 in the middle of the Warrior game. So.
Elsewhere in the National League, San Diego 6-3 over the former Montreal Expos. Dodgers put up 1 in the bottom of the 8th, 1 in the bottom of the 9th, 2-1 over Milwaukee. Quality baseball there. Elsewhere in the National League, oh my God, Arizona 5-1 over the Fighting Phillies, who are sinking like the Lusitania. Atlanta shuts out the Mets. Far out, man. Held one hit.
That's a sweep, baby.
One hit, but the Mets got held to 6-0 was your final score there. And it was Miami 3-0 over Colorado. Interleague play, it was, where the hell are they? The Giants putting up 4 in the 8th, 5-1 over Tampa Bay. There will always be the D-Rays here at Sports Overnight America. Elsewhere in interleague play, and I can't lost my place here. Here we go. Texas 5-4 over St. Louis. God. Houston 6-0 over Cincinnati.
Texas, stop it. 20 games above 500.
This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat.
Say baseball.
You go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. 1-800-878-7529.
I swung early, sorry.
God help us all, boys and girls. If, all right. You know, there's certain aspects of this program we look forward to more than anything.
There's two.
I guess there are.
We have two of them coming up.
Yeah, we got two of them. But one of them in particular, ladies and gentlemen.
We love them.
It is time for the intellectual portion of the program. Oh, great. Way to go, computer. There we go.
Computer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
The stars and light are big and bright.
Clap, 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 clap. Now joining us, boys and girls, with the intellectual portion of the program, Galveston County, Tejas. Christian, you're on Sports Overnight America. What's going on?
In the heart of Texas.
You know, this guy got paid. This guy got paid a lot of money to sing the song. Why don't you let him do it? What's on your mind?
I'm doing all right. All I just gotta say is, how about those Cavaliers, man?
Shut up.
I know. I'm sorry for saying that, but
still. Oh no. They got kudos coming. They won fair and square.
No, they did not win fair and square. It was I mean, yeah, the game 7 was, but I'm saying the league slanted it to make sure there was a game 6 in Cleveland.
So you're basically saying it's rigged, just like
yes,
no, not right. The first part of it, not the, but I could see the logic of saying let game 7 be played as game 7.
Yeah, let game 7.
There's no advantage of extending
game 7. Game 7 is fair and square, but let's do everything
right.
We can to get it to game 7.
Get 3 extra games into this prime time.
Yeah.
And have a Super Bowl Sunday. No?
Wow. But still, when it comes down to the Golden State Warriors losing Game 7, do you think that people will still actually care about them breaking the regular season total?
It's the record.
That's what made it so great.
It's the record.
Yeah, and you also set the new record of being the team to lose after leading 3-1. Which is a new record. There's so many historic facts that happened this year. The NBA's loving every second of it. It just means more money for them.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know. You know, it's like those tickets on SubHub was $49,500 each.
You know, personally,
the NBA
by the way, I don't know the person who charged that or the person who paid it. I don't know who's dumber or more.
Anyway, I never heard that for a Super Bowl, right? What's a Super Bowl the most?
Oh, I've heard thousands of. I mean,
not a luxury suite.
Same ballpark.
But, you know,
same ballpark.
All right. Hey, I got a question. How do you live with yourself knowing that the Houston Rockets stole their team from San Diego?
I really don't, because of the fact that San Diego will always be a two-sport city. They really can't have they basically don't really have the budget to hold an NBA franchise nowadays, do they?
San Diego's bigger than San Francisco.
That is true, but...
But there are more beaches and better-looking women in San Diego.
Okay, what's the Houston Soccer League team down there, MSL?
The Dynamo.
Yeah. How do you stand yourself knowing that you stole them from the San Jose and stuck San Jose Earthquakes with an expansion soccer team, which
is one title?
I can live with myself knowing
all
that
right.
Because the Earthquakes, they just been re-expanded back in like 20... 20-
Well, that's
in 2011.
You do know we're ragging your ass now for absolutely no reason, right?
Exactly.
Oh my God! I think I just now realized
it took you that long. It took you that long to figure it out.
What the hell do you expect? I'm kind of dumb, Jerry Burke. But
don't say that about yourself, even though it's true.
I got news for you. Everybody's dumb.
One more. You got 1 minute, Kristen. What's up?
Okay, I know I keep asking you this question because I've asked you this question for like the last 5 years.
Right.
When it comes down to the NBA Finals this year, who do you think might be the – I mean, who do you think if they improve during the offseason, which starts Thursday
I don't
night,
care.
Yes.
Nobody cares. Over, the NBA doesn't care until Christmas, for Christ's sake. Go watch a baseball game, for God's sakes.
Oh, no, the draft's on Thursday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
I
gotta. Nope, Kristen. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But it's over. Okay, going the bad. Nobody cares. Even the NBA doesn't care about the NBA until Christmas. That's why they don't even put them on network until Christmas. Okay. We've had
I know,
this.
But I'm basically asking, who do you think, with a little improvement, might be worthy of a championship spot?
The Boston Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And on that, Kristen, we got to go, my friend. Okay.
Okay, thanks for having me on. I'll talk
to you on social media. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Man, he actually can work a computer. I can't. I mean,
yeah, man, we haven't talked to in ages. Mike, and he's in Indiana now, formerly of St. Louis. Yeah, we'll talk to him in a bit. Sports
Indiana.
Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank, puts in IOUs.
Guy's got to have a hobby, right, Cavi?
I love that guy. WC.
William Claude Dukenfield. Where is he from?
I don't know.
Philadelphia.
Oh, they're good.
Left home at the age of 10 to join a burlesque or a vaudeville house as a juggler. He wanted to be the world's greatest, fantastic juggler.
Oh, I don't want to talk about juggling with you no more.
Day, was it Friday or Saturday was World Juggling Day.
No, remember when you juggled by my house in the nefarious neighborhood?
Hmm.
Yeah, there was police tape all over right where you did it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't juggle.
I've really. Gotten paid to juggle.
I understand. But we don't juggle at street corners that are iffy, sketchy, nefarious.
Well, it would get a lot better. It would be better if you would move. Well, it would.
That's my homies.
19 minutes before the hour. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. It's a man we haven't heard from in ages and a day. Now, he is a Laker fan.
Okay.
But then when they suck, he becomes a Pacer fan. I'm going to matchbox to a Slinky says he's going to say he's a Cleveland fan now.
Uh-oh.
Mike in Indiana, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mr. Burke?
Mr. Burke was my father, but I'm doing okay. Thank you for being so vivacious. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm hanging in here. Had a challenging month in May, but...
I have to deal with Cabby a couple days a week. You want to trade?
No.
I didn't think so.
What's your address?
It's Indiana. You don't want to go there.
I had a couple of hospital stays, but I'm okay.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're okay. I know a couple of years ago you were real touch and go. We didn't hear from you for a while, and then we found out you were sick. And then we heard from you, and then we didn't hear from you again because I thought it was all because the Lakers sucked that you didn't call.
Well, yes, the Lakers sucked, and the Pacers also sucked. So
your Bears suck. Your Cubs.
Yes. Well, there's no hope for my Bears till the bomb under center is gone, and we're getting closer to that. I think we got a year or two left on. Might be a year. Left on the contract, and as soon as that's up and he's done.
Wait. Who are you going to bring in? Johnny Manziel?
No.
Tim Tebow.
No, we hopefully Fox will be smart enough. They should have drafted a QB, but they want to shore up the defense. But
that's how you win. Look, how the Broncos didn't win because Peyton Manning was so fantastic. The Broncos won the Super Bowl because their defense was lights out.
This is true, but they had a couple of good QBs that could.
You're not allowed to say. Wait. You know the rule. You're not allowed to say anything nice about John Elway on this program. You know that, right?
Well, no, not Elway wasn't playing. So, but they had a couple of QBs that were serviceable. One performed well enough to go get paid down in Texas.
Yeah, that's called the Matt Castle syndrome.
Yeah, and the other one was smart enough to quit before he got killed out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway. I just called to talk a little hoops. Warrior Nation.
Rub it in, yeah.
Want to tell?
I'm telling you right now, when that game ended, I mean, it was the most deafening silence you ever heard in your life in this town. I mean, it was.
Yeah, I can believe it, but you have to lay this one squarely at the feet of Steve Kerr.
No, I lay this one squarely at the feet of the NBA for letting it get to a game six, allowing for.
Well, I agree. They did their little dirt, but today.
Hey, he had a bad. He didn't have a good day.
Those garbage shots at the end. That brick he put up with a minute
11 left. I would like to hear a good.
Kerr didn't try a pass behind.
No. I would like to hear an explanation for that shot he put up with a minute and 11 left with 18 seconds on the shot clock, and he puts up a 3-point brick with someone right in his face. I want to hear a legitimate reason. What the hell he was thinking?
Well, here's the thing. There's an old adage in basketball. Mm-hmm. If you live by the jumper, you die by it.
I know, but there was still 17 or 18 seconds left.
I agree. But see, here's the thing.
They never went inside.
It's fool's gold, and when you've been hitting them all year, you think you can continue to hit them.
Why did he have to fire it up so quick?
Well, wait. As he said in the press conference, he should have went around him and got in the lane and scored. He had time. They had time on the clock.
They had plenty of time.
Yeah. So, but see, when you've been hitting those shots all year, you still think you can make them.
He's a professional. He's supposed to know when to take them and when not to.
Yeah, well, when you're under the pressure of the game.
No. You're supposed to know these things.
You know, I'm going to even go one further, that Draymond Green, if he doesn't play lights out tonight, Warriors lose by a lot more. I mean,
that's true.
Someone else may have picked up the slack. There was someone else.
Right. But I'm just saying, he was lights out, and like he was under the boards, 2-1.
Losing Bogut, I don't care what you say. Losing Bogut was big.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but now you coming to my point. But see, when you got somebody who's hitting like Draymond, you have key possessions. You put the ball in his hand, and Clay and Steph should have played off of him. The reason I say Kerr is at fault for this tonight, why is Cestus Azili on the floor? He did nothing. Varejao can't give you nothing. All he can do is hustle and flop around. He gets fouled. He can't make foul shots. Maurice Spates came in the game the first half, showed you he showed up the ball tonight, played hard defense, rebounded, gave the team some energy. He doesn't play a minute in the second half until the last play. And them other two gave you nothing. And Maurice Spates should have been in the game in the third quarter and the fourth. This one is a poor rotation, substitution judgment on the part of Steve Kerr tonight.
Okay, now,
Mo Buckets showed up to play.
No, and he finished the last game really well, too.
What about them only making two points in the last 5 minutes? That had nothing to do
with it? Well, they got held scoreless the last 4:30. But see,
no, I see his thing with Spates.
I'm making.
Remember, Spates was hot in game six.
Who can get you make you a shot. And Maurice Spates can step out and make you a trade. And they're so busy collapsing the defense on Steph and Clay that you got space for people like Draymond to operate.
Here's the thing, Mike. And you know what? I mean, Cleveland won Game 7. They won the NBA title. Okay, good. Good for the people of Cleveland. Bad for LeBron. I don't like him. Now, I can't imagine anybody outside. You know, obviously, if you're a Cleveland fan, you're not going to say this.
I cannot shake the
gnawing concept that the league got rid of Draymond Green in Game 5, knowing because they knew that just to make sure there was a Game 6 in Cleveland. Hopefully, they're making it that way, taking it to a Game 7. I can't get that out of my mind. And you know what? If I wouldn't have thought this, but I remember the 0-2 Western Conference Finals, and I just there's something in my is just gnawing at me, just saying there's something fishy here.
Well, what LeBron did was calculated, and he knows that that's a clear sign of disrespect to step over and put your junk on his head, and that what they should have done was called a tech on each of them in the game and let it go. But no, the league brass got involved, and so they were aware of Draymond's situation. And
they were also aware of what kind of defense he was playing in that game, and nobody from the Cavs can get a decent shot.
Yeah, so they did what they did, and they got a game. They wanted a game 6 and a game 7 to make the money. And
well,
they wanted
the game 6 in Cleveland under the hopes that Cleveland would win that and take it to a game 7. Then game 7 was fair and square.
Right. So, you know, this is something that, you know, we've seen this before, and you know, again, as I would like to refer to Mr. James, I call him Jesus on occasion because you can't touch the hem of his garment or it's a foul, and he can bowl people over as he goes to the basket. And then, you know, stuff gets said on the floor by players, and he out there blowing his mouth at Steph and all of that. But, you know, like Draymond said, stuff gets said, but you'll never hear about it from me. So all of that was calculated, okay? It was all calculated what he did. And so, you know, they got LeBron his title, and Cleveland has their championship. So, you know, congratulations to them. But I just think Warrior fans need to take a real hard look at the substitution pattern of their coach tonight, because I don't think he gave Maurice Spates a chance to affect the game, and he showed up in the first half and clearly was the better of the three of the bigs, and he should have got more minutes. And that's my only gripe. And I think that what Steph is going to have to learn after the way he got beat up this postseason is the lesson Jordan learned after getting worked over by the Bad Boys from Detroit. You got to go get in the weight room.
Well, he's not as big as Jordan was to begin with.
Okay, true enough, but he's got to get in the weight room and get a little stronger so he can beat people off the dribble and take the
But here's where and Cavi wants to say something there, but here's the problem with that. Jordan's game was going – a good part of his game was going inside. That's not the game for Steph Curry. I mean, if he bulks up a little bit, who's to say that's not going to screw up his 3-point shot?
Well, he's got. Well, I mean, you just don't bulk up, but you strengthen your core. I mean, Jordan didn't become muscle bound, but he strengthened his body,
right?
So he could take the pounding. He could take
because he was soft and he didn't like getting hit. No, I'm just kidding.
And Steph is going to have, look, when he's coming off them screens, man, I saw him get tackled and nothing said, nothing be called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying he's got to be strong enough or get stronger where he can shake that stuff off or push a defender off of him and keep doing what he's got to do. And I think where his game has to improve is we know he can make the long-range shot.
Evidently not in the last 4 minutes of an important game.
Well, they're all over you. They're playing you on the perimeter. And they're beating you up to begin with. But where he can improve his game is going off the dribble, beating opponents off the dribble, and finding the mid-range spots. See? The mid-range game is what extends careers in the league. And we know he can shoot the bomb. Now you up fake, you beat people off the dribble, you get in the lane, you shoot the teardrop, you shoot the 8 to 12 footer, and you develop some consistency with that. And then that opens you up for further shots further out.
Cabby thinks you're full of it. He's going to tell you why.
No, okay. I was just going to ask him, yes or no. 10 seconds to go. Flop or no flop?
On which one?
LeBron.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he's going to get them calls, man. I mean, look, Curry was running away from him in game 6, and he fell down like somebody had shot him. And I'm saying there's no way that this guy, Steph size, can knock you down, and he's running away from you. So, you know, they know what they were doing.
You know what GSW stands for, right?
Not particularly.
Gunshot wounds.
Okay, that's the last time you're allowed to tell that joke, okay?
No, the rest of the year.
by the way, so much for your three-peat, Cavi.
It's going to happen. Just starts this year.
No, okay, just checking. Okay.
But I think that but Warrior Nation can take heart.
They're up to back-to-back finals. There's no shame in that.
Right, right.
Blowing a 3-1 lead, there's a shame in that.
Horizon.
Yeah, it's a great game.
There's nobody on the horizon that can knock them off in the West, so you could see these same two teams again next year.
That's what the NBA would love with that.
And both can be healthy.
Well, you know, this happened in the 70s with the Lakers and Knicks.
Oh, I'll take Byron Scott off the Lakers when they played Chicago, and Chicago won a bunch of championships. But, you know, if the Lakers had Byron Scott, that would have been a different series.
Well, 91, Scotty was there, but what killed the Lakers then was Worthy hurt his ankle against Portland. Ooh. And he wasn't there to deal with Pippen. And that allowed Pippen to slide over and play Magic and Jordan to Rome. So, but with a little assistance from the league, it was their time. It was their turn. Look, if you can't win at home and you lose 2 out of the last 3, it's not meant for you. So you had 2 shots at your house, And if you can't beat them at your place, then it's not meant for you. So they just have to take this and learn from it. Come back next year and
2 out of 3, right? It's going to be a 2 out of 3 series.
Yeah, could very well be.
We're kind of calling that.
You're calling that one now?
Well, no, we're all kind of calling it.
And they'll have the added motivation of having to sit all summer and listen to the parade.
Well, if you live in Oakland, I mean, what do you look forward to?
I actually thought about that during, like, game 5. I said, oh, you know, even if they lose, they said it's going to be a 2 out of 3 beautiful scenario for ABC.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying if you live in Oakland, what do you got
and
now?
Disney the A's? All these magic fairies and princesses.
You better enjoy this now because we're still in your system, Coach, and it won't be long.
Oh, yeah, Luke Walton.
Before the Southland will rise again.
I believe in Disney.
Mike, thanks for your time, my friend.
And remember,
quickly,
just hope. Oh, Cub Nation.
Second pick for the Lakers.
Who are they taking? Quickly,
if they got any sense, they draft Ben Simmons if he's there.
Thank you, Mike.
Who else?
Our man Mike in Indiana. Those idiots at the USA. God, I hate. I don't mind that the Dubs lost, but to LeBron, that's what bothers me. Anyway, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Those idiots from the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America. God, doesn't it bother you?
I'm aghast.
I thought you said you had gas. Well, that would be.
No, well, I do.
Sports Overnight America.
You smelt it.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.